This is almost tricky to do with one hand, huh? Okay, there we go.
I'm just taking the layers and layers dark dish purple pink.
You want to turn them dark purple pink, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when dark purple pink is when the purples are my painting program. Yeah, it works.
All right, so if we want things purple-pink, we'll need less green and a little less blue.
And dark purple-pink.
Okay, well, let's see what the brightness is set to. Okay, if we want it dark, then we'll turn down the brightness. How about like that? Okay.
I'm doing the elementary.
You type this time.
No.
With Texas E.
Okay, did we get that in there right?
Yeah.
You can try it. Oh, so it is. Okay, well, what shall we do? You want to paint? Okay.
Yeah, but I want it in your... I'm going to the menu so I can log quit right there.
You mean log out?
Yeah.
Well... That'll close the programs under the window program.
I'm going to put the pictures that I took on my camera onto my computer.
Okay.
Can you help me get my camera? I got it out.
You got the memory card out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we show you how to put it into this?
Okay, we'll put it into the adapter.
I'm going to put it into the adapter.
Okay, there we go. So, now if you go to one of the file manager windows, you should be able to see it. That's the paint program. You could open something from the paint program, but if you want to see all the pictures that are on the camera, then you may want to go to the file manager window.
Where's the file?
The one with the little picture of the folder. So, over on the left side of the file manager window, the left side of the file manager window, see where it says 1.0 GB is for gigabyte. That's how much memory space it has. Okay. You'll have to press enter to open that folder. And then if you want to go to the last one with the pictures that you took, you can press end and enter again. Okay, there's all the pictures that you took most recently.
And this one.
Oh, well, that one is showing what's in this video. See, this video is called video MVI 6427.
I want to see about these white spots.
Oh, those are pictures. Did you take a picture of something completely white? Or did you open those pictures in the paint program and then erase everything?
I opened these pictures in the paint program and then erased everything.
Oh, so I guess they're all white now. I guess what was in the picture is not there anymore.
Then let's look at and see if I want to draw in them.
Okay, I suppose you can draw in them. If you want to draw in a picture and then save it somewhere where it won't erase the picture that you had before, then I can show you how to do that.
Okay.
Do you want to open a picture and then we'll save a copy of it so it won't erase what was there before?
Okay.
Well, you already opened the paint program, but there it is. Okay. Well, if you want to open one of the pictures, maybe the easiest thing would be to click on the picture in the File Manager window and then press Enter.
Yes?
Yeah, you can do that. So which picture shall we open?
This one.
Okay.
It's not doing it.
Did you press Enter? Okay, well there it is. Now, if you wanted to save a copy of it, you can go to the File menu, Alt-F. Do you want to save a copy of it somewhere in your home folder so that it won't change what's on the camera memory card? Your home folder is on the computer's memory card. So if you want to draw on the pictures from your camera but leave the pictures on the camera, then you can save a copy to your home folder, and it won't change what's on the camera's memory card. It will just change what's on your computer memory card.
Okay.
Okay, so if you want to save a copy, you can go to the File menu, Alt-F. No, I mean the menu, File menu. You can press Alt-F or you can click on there. And you see where it says Save a Copy? Or actually, I think if you want to change it after you save it, maybe we better cancel this. Maybe we better do Save As instead. That will save it as a different file, and then when you make changes to that, right below Save, Save As is there. Okay, so now if you want to go to your home folder, you can save it as a different file. Okay, so now if you choose the paint folder and press Enter. Yeah, now you could save it with a different name, or you could save it with the same name here. You're in a different folder now, so you can use that name again if you want. Well, but if you save it with this name, then it will save it over what you had with that name before. So if you want it to be a new file, you'd better give it a new name. If you type Alt-N, it will take you to the name box. You can type a new name.
I
Okay, so now you can type a new name for it.
I said have name.
Name, okay. You can type name.
Yes.
Well, but you better type it with small letters if you want it to be different from that one.
No, I can make a big N in it.
Well, if you use all big letters, then it will have a different name. Well, now it will have the same name as this one you had here before, and if you try to save it, then it will erase the one that was there before. So why don't you give it a name that's different? If you type Alt-N, you'll go back to the name box and maybe try typing another name. Big letters? Okay. If you want all big letters, you can use the caps lock.
Yes, I'm locking caps lock to make big letters.
You don't need the num lock to make big letters, but now you have the caps lock, so that will make all your letters big.
N-A.
Okay, that'll be different. So you can press enter now. Okay, all right, so now this one, see, now it changed the name of the file. Now it's called name.xcf, and now it's in your home folder. So now the changes that you make won't change it on the camera memory card. They'll change it on your computer's memory card. And the one on the camera's memory card will be just the way it was before.
I have to change the camera.
Okay.
For like operating.
Well, it's quite difficult to do, as you would discover.
Well, that's okay. Just like.
Well, I've been, you know, alternating.
Okay.
Some purple.
Oh, that's a nice purple color.
You want to画啥呀？就画个点儿啊！你可以画一个你大的画点，画一个圈儿。你这个画的多没意思呀！这个是一个圈儿。就画一个点儿。你画一个椭圆形，我看看。好。 或者能不能画一个月亮？你能画月亮吗？这里也没有月亮。对呀，你就用手画呀，就像画画一样啊。
不是这个是地球。那你画一个，我看看是啥玩意儿。
Well, you can use the tools like the pencil or the paintbrush to make whatever shape you want.
就像一个笔一样。 你就可以用它像一个笔一样，然后你一动，它就画出来线来了。
Oh, maybe because the caps lock is on, it's not getting the tool for you. Try turning off the cap. Oh no, it's because your brush menu is open. Your brush menu is open. That's why. So if you close the brush menu, then your keys will work again.
Oh, 一个椭圆形啊，好。
The baby 椭圆形。
好。